Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast with Boston, Nick, and Jack, and a Taco Bell cup of ice. Yeah.
That's quite the... what a talent there. Taco Bell cup was pretty cool.
You know, I thought it was pretty special. Yeah, I did have Taco Bell tonight.
Is that why you were late?
Well, no, I had it, but I actually was late to eating it. But I had to get an extra large soda because I have some ghost pepper sriracha sauce, and it's going to give a whole new meaning to Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, if you know what I'm talking about.
whoa, I'm on fire.
A place that I have not tried yet in the almost 4 years I lived out here is Del Taco.
Oh, of the taco, dude. Whew.
Del Taco. Okay. Del Taco is it's not Mexican food.
Yeah,
but between Taco Bell and Del Taco, it's Del Taco 100%.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not as good as it used to be because I had it the last time I was in California, and everything got smaller. Their portions got smaller, but the biggest complaint I always had with Del Taco is that you get a taco, it would be meat, lettuce, tomato, cheese.
Right.
Interesting.
And I said, why isn't the cheese on the meat?
Right.
In fact, my nephew used to work for Taco Bell. Del Taco, look, you can move up the ladder. Here's how you do it. Just put the cheese on the meat, then lettuce, then the tomato.
Yeah.
There you go.
But simple.
To this day, I don't understand why they put the cheese on top of the lettuce. Why would you go hot, cold, and a big lump of frozen cheese on top?
Yeah, because I didn't know it was frozen. So because then it would at least melt a little bit on the hot meat.
It's cold. It's cold. It's not frozen, but they just take a lump of cheese out of a pack and throw it into the taco.
Yeah, that sucks.
I think they come that way. It's ridiculous.
You're not selling me on the whole Del Taco.
No. We'll get the Del beef burrito. But their French fries used to be the best. They used to have great French fries.
I don't know how I feel about French fries accompanying my tacos.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking.
But it's
I actually had some superb French fries the other day at a local place. It's like a sausage place. I had a bratwurst, and the person I was with for lunch had a kielbasa, and then they had thick cut fries, which I'm usually against because they always make them soggy or they're really wimp, you know. But I guess they just deep fry the crap out of them, and they were the crispest French fries I'd ever had in my life. I was like, these things are good.
They got to be cooked crisp. I agree with you. I like to take a potato and cut it and make my own fries, but it has to be done the right way.
I'm a big fry. It's kind of like, you know, the argument with In-N-Out. You know, like I don't mind the burger. I think the burger's decent. It's not the greatest burger in the world, but it's good. But what kills In-N-Out for me is the fries, because I can't stand the fries. And people were like, how can you say that? And I'm like, if the fries aren't good, I don't want to go to the place, because the fries is one of the benefits of going to a burger place.
Exactly. Their fries, their fries need Viagra. They're just way too
they're lumpy.
Yeah.
You know, has really good fries. Do you guys have Charlie's? Is that a chain by you at all?
Never heard of it.
We used to have O'Charlie's.
Charlie's is like a sandwich and salad shop that you find in shopping malls typically, but their French fries are actually really, really good. And are their buffalo chicken sandwiches.
Nice. That's something I'm really missing out here is chicken sandwiches. You don't find them. If they are, it's grilled.
You know, some hippy dippy stuff.
It's all hippy dippy stuff.
So it's been a few weeks since we've couple weeks since we've all chatted. Yeah.
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 What's new?
David Cassidy died.
Oh, that's real fresh.
Yeah.
Pour some out for the Partridge Family.
Yeah. I grew up on the Partridge Family, but I was getting frustrated on Sunday because they kept reporting that he would. I mean, you see on Facebook all day long, oh, rest in peace, David Cassidy. He was my favorite. I get, did he die? And I look up, I go, he hasn't died yet. And then people going back and forth, they're arguing on Facebook whether he had died or not.
Yeah. It's like Tim Tompkins.
Yeah, exactly.
He looked like hell towards the end of his days.
David Cassidy?
We all do.
Yeah.
Well, Jay said he had dementia, and I know he had alcohol problems and stuff like that. But anyway, he was a talent as a youth. In his youth, he was very talented.
Yeah, and pour some out for AC/DC as well.
All right, yeah, Angus. Or was Angus.
No, it wasn't Angus.
Angus, it was his brother.
His brother. Yeah. But that's terrible.
Angus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. Some tough news. But other than that, how anything else good going on, guys?
I'm finally got to meet Shandy in the flesh.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I saw those photos.
Because her husband, I guess, are they married? Yeah. Well, her husband or her partner, I can't remember Frank, if she's married to Frank or not, but he's going to school not too far from me, and she sent me a message and said, hey, like, we're coming downtown to go to this brewery he wants to try. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll meet you down there. And we met up, and they're good people.
Nice.
What was funny to me was not the drinking at the brewery and just having fun and all that, is that we went to 82, which is the barcade. You know, it's a bunch of video games. And apparently he was a big pinball guy back when his youth in France, because he's like 40. Nice. He's like 42, 43 years old. So he grew up playing.
Is his name Tommy?
It is named Tommy. Yeah. Okay. He never tilts at all.
Okay.
He's great.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not going to continue that.
But what's funny is that, you know, I was right there at the tail end of, you know, the same as Boston, you know, with the Ataris and pinball, like when kids actually went to arcades.
Are you two a double flapper? You just hit you hit both flappers at the same time?
No, I do one. It depends on where it's at. If the ball is coming straight down the middle, then I'm gonna do both, because I'm not sure where it's going.
But I literally want to smack people when I see them do it. What are you doing?
Yeah, but that's what I was getting at, was that everyone at the bar are millennials. You know, there's not many people there that are in their mid 30s or older, because it's a bar, right. And it was interesting to see how these kids play these old video games and pinball, because they're very stiff. You know, like they just hit the buttons on the side. They don't put any kind of,
you got to have some English to it.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, exactly. So when Frank gets there, because he grew up playing it, that's what he's doing. He's playing this old vintage pinball machine, and he's doing it. You know, he's actually very
good. He's feeling it. Like he's feeling it.
He's totally into it. I mean, hitting it with his waist, hitting it on the side, smacking the side of the machine, you know. And he's owning it, you know.
And there's an art to that, because
it is,
like you said, tilting it. If you hit it too hard, and it jams, it locks the machine up, and you know, you're like, ah, man.
But this is where it kind of made me love him in a way, because he not only is he French, but it's the French accent and the French attitude. So you get these guys that are probably 20, 22 years old walk up to him when they see him hitting the machine, and they're like, sir, please do not hit the machine. He looks at him and like, you know, this is how you play pinball. It's like, you know, and they're like, well, just don't hit it that hard. We can throw you out. He's like, okay. And so he keeps playing. And then they actually have a guy watch him, you know, so he doesn't tear up their machine. And so finally he does it again, just out of habit.
Was he picking the machine up and throwing it? I mean,
no, he's just playing pinball. No, not at all. He's playing pinball the way you play pinball.
Right.
But as I compared to everyone else there, who's just hitting the buttons and that's it, you know? So finally the second time, a guy walked up to him and he touches him by the arm, and instead, you know, he's like, don't touch me. You don't have the right to touch me. Do not touch me. You know? And then the guy's like, well, sir, we've already told you once, don't hit the machine, don't do this. He goes, you don't understand, do you? He goes, this is how you play pinball. You hit it from the side. You have to own it. It's like a woman. You put the quarter in it, it's yours.
No, he said that?
He said it. And I just, like, he didn't mean like hit it like that, but he just meant like you have to, like, you own the machine. And I was just over just dying laughing. I thought it was so funny, because to hear it in this French attitude and the way that they talk.
Shandy's husband say you have to own it like a woman,
and that's what he said, and that made me just die. And I looked at Shandy immediately, and I was like, I have to podcast about this right now. And she was
did she say?
She just laughed. She's like, yeah, go ahead and do it. And I was like, okay,
that's awesome.
that's what really shocked me was the fact that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he just said that. And he's married to Shandy.
That's so good.
If we would have said that in the podcast, what would have happened to us?
We would have gotten fired like Charlie Rose.
But you know, you should do with those young kids. You go back there and take your quarter. Well, I don't know how much. Do they take quarters? Or
they were quarters. They kept the old,
Just go up there and place a quarter on the machine and see what they do. Because
that they wouldn't know. They don't know what the hell you're doing.
Because a quarter means you got
the next game. Get next game, But I didn't know, because Shani told me that, there was a lot of modern-day pinball machines in there. And I was like, whoa, they still make pinball machines? And she's like, yeah, because it was like Iron Man 2 pinball machine, Star Wars Force Awakens pinball machine. I'm like, I didn't know they still make pinball
machines.
That's
cool.
I don't like the electronic ones. I like the old
digital ones. Like the Bally.
Yeah.
Bally's.
Yeah. They had some of the old school too.
I want to open a barcade.
It was, I liked it. It was a little disappointing. And then I thought there was going to be more games there, but it was still pretty cool.
It's got to be expensive because, you know, like I said, the reason they don't want you banging on the games is because they're so sensitive.
Right.
Now it's just, you know, little. Yeah. You knock up because they're not built like they used to be.
Right. And they're expensive apparently for the upkeep.
Maintain. Right.
I mean, the old ones were just like, you know, like a tank. Whereas the new ones are kind of like little digital things. And
little millennial machines.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Well, that's awesome. I want to open a bar kit. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. There was one in Knoxville. This was really small because Knoxville's a small town that I used to go to that had like Tron, for example.
Yeah.
But they also had a couple couches set up with like original NES and Sega Genesis and things like that people could play in the old school way and you know 64 and have four people playing it. And then you set up quarters, you just said, hey, I'm going to be playing this machine. And you'd give them like, you know, $10 for 30 minutes or something like that.
Did you ever play the football game as like a table and you had rollers? And
yeah.
Did you know how to cheat in that one? Where you take the quarterback, you run across the line of scrimmage, and then the defense would come, go to him, then you just back up a little bit, then toss a pass because your receiver would keep going.
Just keep going.
Nice. You'd wait till the end to cheat on that one because you didn't want to give your opponent
the know-how.
The know-how. So you'd go like this, pull back, and go, well, it's not cheating. I go, well, if it was cheating, the computer would stop it.
So. Speaking of cheaters, speaking of alleged cheaters. How about those Patriots, Jack?
Yeah, they're on fire, man.
Going down to Mexico City and showing them how it's done.
Our boy Tom Brady has thrown touchdowns in three different countries.
That's amazing.
I mean, that just I gotta give him credit. He still has a pretty good arm.
He's got an incredible arm. Not only does he have an arm, but he also has an accurate arm with that distance. I think it's amazing. They played another great game on Sunday live from Mexico City. I really wanted to try and get tickets to that game, but it was just not feasible. And the tickets ended up being like $400. And then you had to fly, you had to get hotel rooms. And whenever you have events like that, they jack up the prices. It just wasn't advantageous.
Where our boy Belichick took some heat because I guess he made a joke about, I'm just glad there was no earthquake or volcanoes going off during the
event. Oh, Jesus. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I read it just before we started recording. I said,
he doesn't even cut jokes about anything. He's going to start calling about natural disasters.
There was a glad or no earthquake or volcano. Yeah. the thing.
We're on to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching the Chargers play the Bills, and I stopped after the Chargers got up big. I stopped watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, my LA Chargers did good. Yeah, they won.
It's funny. They beat the bad teams. Also, people go, they got a chance now. They got a chance now. I mean, it's the best part was, though, Rivers and the head coach. Rivers doesn't argue with the coach. I mean, he's had Norv Turner. He had Mike McCoy, two terrible coaches. Him and Lynn are literally going at it on the side because Rivers was tired of this handoff crap. And then after Rivers' argument, they opened it up, and all of a sudden, they started scoring. You're letting your quarterback who knows how to throw. What a concept. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But it was a big weekend for the NFL. I think Patriots should be the odds on favorite for the AFC. And I think right now it's the Eagles in the NFC.
Yeah, Eagles, Patriots. That's the prediction right now.
And I Tennessee still has a chance, though, right?
I knew that was coming at some
point. Womp, well, womp,
womp. No, they do. They actually have a chance to make the playoffs.
Oh, you mean the Titans? Okay.
Not the Vols. Not the Vols. Not the Volunteers.
I don't know. I don't really keep up with the Titans. So.
So you root for the Chargers?
No, I don't root for any of my. Actually, the only team I ever really liked as a kid was the Falcons because that was the closest NFL team to me at the time.
Yeah.
And the Falcons always sucked until last year, and then they still blew it.
Did you see have you seen that video of the
Weather Channel?
The Weather Channel has a setup of watching the dome being blown up.
It's and so MARTA, good.
The MARTA bus pulls out and right.
Yeah. So good.
Just so, good. So now you have all the people like.
God damn it. Move it, bus.
Move, bus. Beep, 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 bus.
Yeah. Who do you blame? The bus driver or them? Why are they it's on them. The side of the street? They should have been on the other side of the street.
Exactly.
So you don't good.
Set the camera up on the other side of the street. But
now you, you got all the things now, like the great catch yesterday in yesterday's game, but the MARTA bus comes.
Nice.
It's like everything that happens now, the MARTA bus pulls up in front of
it. It's so good. It's like a new internet meme.
Yep.
Yep.
I love it.
So anyway, it's just funny stuff.
So on Friday of this last week, yeah, I went and saw a concert that if you asked me if I would go to it a year ago, I probably would have said no.
Insane.
No, I would have said yes from the get-go. There, you kidding me? No, I went and saw Dead & Company, which is the remaining members of the Grateful Dead. With
how many are left?
With John Mayer as the lead guitarist and lead singer.
You have Phil. Phil Lesh is still alive.
Bob Weir.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. I'm not even a huge Grateful Dead fan.
At this point, should they be the Grateful They're Alive band?
Right. Well, they're called Dead & Company now, yeah, right. So they're not the Grateful Dead. But
yeah, they haven't been the Grateful Dead since Jerry died.
No. But I'll tell you, and I'm saying this with utter confidence, and I know I've talked about John Mayer on this show before, but after seeing that last show,
you have a crush on him.
I do. I absolutely. I looked at my wife. I said, I have a man crush. I now have two man crushes, three man crushes in this world. Number one being Tom Brady. Number two, Justin Timberlake.
Ah!
And number three, absolutely John Mayer. He is, for me, the greatest guitarist I have seen play live. Yeah, he is without a doubt the best guitarist that I personally have seen play live. Absolutely incredible how versatile he is with the guitar. And if you want any evidence of that, if you're interested in listening to cuts of that concert, they performed the song Sugary by the Grateful Dead in the first set, and my face literally melted. And if you want to have a listen to it, it wasn't because I was super high, but
were you high?
That helped. But I'll post a link to the audio of this particular song. It's a 13-minute song. So yeah, I mean, you have to really appreciate music and listen to it or fast forward to get to the good parts. But it was just absolutely incredible to see and to hear him playing guitar in the song. It was one of the best concert experiences I've ever been to in my life. Now, talking about the atmosphere of the concert was completely electric. It was incredible. So many people. The place is jam-packed. It was at the TD Garden, the Boston Garden. It was absolutely
the
packed.
Garden.
The Garden, kid. Absolutely packed, full of deadheads. It was incredible. There was so much weed being smoked in the general vicinity of where I stand. It was actually kind of comical. Like, I looked to my right, there's probably some 20-somethings. They were literally passing a blunt throughout the entire show. So it was just like a never-ending blunt circle, which was incredible.
Did they share? Or did they both?
Oh, they offered, but I was like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to be smoking someone else's blunts. That's just a recipe for disaster. We took care of ourselves, for sure.
Okay.
But was crazy, and this was nuts. we left the concert. Now, there's no parking lot in which people tailgate at the Boston Garden or the TD Garden because it's in the middle of the city. There's really nowhere to park. So there's parking garages. But there's no typical, like, tailgating.
Right.
So you walk out onto Causeway Street outside of the garden, and there's cops everywhere directing traffic, and there's Ubers popping through, there's limos the whole night, and there's a bunch of bars. So you walk across the street, and all I could hear was the sound. It was like this. It was like over and over and over again. I'm looking around. I'm like, what the hell is that? And all of a sudden, I see people with balloons.
Oh, nitrous.
And I'm like, oh, my God, those are nitrous tanks. And this is in the middle of the street. Actually on the sidewalk, I should say. In the middle of the sidewalk, up and down, I counted no less than a dozen nitrous tanks just constantly filling balloons and selling them. They're selling them for $3 for $20. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, wait a minute. I go, my first question, I said it out loud. I go, people still do nitrous? Like, is this a real thing? And but it was crazy. There was like at least a dozen of these tanks being filling off these balloons. And there are people that are like teenagers. There is 20 somethings. Yeah. There is 30 somethings. There is 40 somethings. There is this old couple sitting there just crushing balloons of nitrous. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I mean, I was also pretty tuned up myself from being in that concert, but like, yeah, but you just don't see that every day. And like, I honestly, God, I have not seen that since like a high school kegger in the woods of deep Western Mass when I was like 17 years old, where they used to bring tanks out to the woods. And
well, it's retro. It's making a comeback.
I was blown away because there was so many people, and they're making so much cash. Like, just. Yeah.
Well, there you said it too. Cash.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're not paying taxes on it.
No, it's completely illegal. Like, you can't do that. But the cops
just didn't care.
They didn't care. It was just so weird. It was so, so weird. But, I mean, if you look back, I guess they were probably the most non-threatening group of concert goers you're ever going to run into. But it was just
you basically lose all motor functions as soon as you start whiffing that stuff in. So
and within 5 minutes, like, I had to run to the ATMs to get money to get for cover to get into this bar. And within 5 minutes of that happening, I was in an episode of The Walking Dead, except it didn't suck. But technically it did suck because people were sucking these balloons. But it was just like the episode of The Walking Dead. People were just like, oh, and there's all these empty balloons all over the street. It was crazy.
So they're littering the street too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's Boston.
Trash is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may as well, right?
Well, that's an interesting time there.
But I'll tell you, I'll have to post a link to the audio of that song, Sugary, because it was just out there. It was awesome.
Because when you start talking about John Mayer, I was having a flat. I go, he's talked about John Mayer before.
Yeah, I saw John Mayer this summer with a concert with his band. And then he just jumped on tour with Dead & Company, and he's won over the hearts and minds of all the Deadheads out there. It's incredible. He's an incredible guitarist.
Yeah, I got Guns N' Roses next week.
Nice.
Looking forward to that last show of the tour, and maybe, you know, because you never know about these guys if they'll ever tour again. So looking forward to that.
So they played out here at Foxborough Gillette Stadium last year, and as far as I've heard, they rocked. Like, and Axl actually killed it.
Jay saw him in Washington a while back.
Yeah, DC. Yeah, he drove up. I remember. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it just because I wanted to see him in '93 when I was a kid when they were touring with Metallica, and my mom would let me because she said you're too young for that, and they were still that band that was like dangerous. And
there you go, mom.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like, oh, okay, it's one of those things I'm getting to check off. Like, oh, I'm finally getting to see a band I wanted to see 25 years ago.
It's like when I finally got to see Van Halen, just finally had time to see him, and it was about 2 years ago, and I went, yeah, I could have done without that. I just, because David Lee Roth literally didn't sing. I mean, people are getting mad at him for talking. I go, have you been listening? he can't sing anymore. He can't. He has no pipes. He's done. I mean, the music was good, but the David Lee Roth was just basically telling stories about how he was getting high in Japan and all these different things. And yeah, it was like, oh, what a disappointment.
Yeah.
You gotta see these groups when they're young.
Yeah. Sometimes I like it when they talk about like why they wrote a song in between songs, but yeah, you can tell sometimes when they're just trying to stretch it out. It's like, oh, I only have 12 songs to play and I'm going to just keep talking. That way I can fill up 2 hours.
Even the backup, you know, anytime that they sang, it was bad. You can tell that they're off key but it was Van Halen. So I could say, yeah, I saw them in concert, but should have saw them in the 70s or early 80s when I had a chance.
It's kind of like when I went and saw Cheap Trick and I wanted to go jump in the Boston Harbor.
I saw them in the late 70s, early 80s. So
when they were awesome.
It was a Sky Show thing. So
nice.
KGB Sky Show, where it's like in the stadium where there's fireworks and stuff like that.
Nice.
Back in the day when they were a California band. And I was in California, so that helped.
There you go.
Anything else going on, guys? Nick, we haven't talked about your bagels and coffee in a while. Your coffee and bagels.
I haven't got anything in a long time from them, which is we're getting around Christmas time and New Year's, so that usually it starts picking back up because the women start going, I'm another year older now, and I gotta find somebody.
So whatever happened to the French girl?
French girl, yeah, like I still keep in contact with her all the time, but she's just because she came back from San Francisco and she did a TED Talk here. And it was like too far north for me to get there. But she sent me the link so I could watch it live as she did it. And then I was like, hey, let's go out next week. And she's like, oh, I'm taking off again. I was like, well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, it's because she's starting over, like, cause she worked for lots of different clothing companies cause she's in the fashion industry. And now she's starting out on her own. So she's trying to get her name established so she can do her own thing.
Get her on the podcast. Thousands of listeners will.
Thousands. Yeah. 8,000.
100 listeners will actually be out there to promote her her product.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, she's cool. I mean, we'll see. I don't think it's going to work out just because she's never here.
But, so there's nothing because for a while there, you were like.
Yeah, because we saw each other. We were seeing each other very good when she was here. And then she just took off and she hadn't been back since, really, to like settled. We enjoy each other's company, and it's not like one of those situations where she's blowing me off because she's not, because she wouldn't do the things like sending me her links to, you know, or send me pictures. And like she does make an effort. It's just that she doesn't have the time to drive south from the valley, you know, because of traffic and like that, and then get back and then take off somewhere.
Well, so people that have never been to LA don't understand that LA is huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it does take forever to get from one side to the other. Yep. So I get that. But what about, aren't there any other, so another women? There's nothing?
No, no. I've gone on a few dates, but just nothing that really I felt was worth pursuing. There was one girl that I went on one date with. And then when I went and saw a first aid kit back in October in concert, she actually was at the same concert. And I was like, hey, let's go out for a drink after the show. She's like, okay, great. And she was just a bit too much of a wild child for me. I'm not sure if she was on coke or something, but I remember going, you know, you're 35 years old and you're acting like you're 17
to grow up is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was just, I mean, I think people should have a good time and go out, but like when I've only been around you, that was the second time I was around this person and she's basically off the wall. To where I'm having to babysit, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna deal with this.
You think the problem is sometimes you hang around Cliff too much, and Cliff?
That's probably it.
Cliff would never be confused with someone who is wild.
Cliff is never wild. Yeah.
So you think that's why you're around Cliff, and you go, this girl should be acting like Cliff?
No. Although Cliff, yeah, a girlfriend that acted like Cliff would be ideal if you didn't want to have a girlfriend, because you know Cliff just sits at home, you know, he works and sits at home and that's it, and you're like, oh yeah, I'll just be home later, you're just gonna be sitting there playing video games, yeah babe, okay,
yeah, you have to put a mirror under her nose and make sure she's still alive, because
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And we're picking on Cliff, but it's true. He's just not the most excitable guy in the.
The fridge is full of the fridge is full of beer singles and instead of six packs.
Yeah. I haven't seen Cliff in a little while. We went and saw Thor together.
Thor was fun, huh?
Yeah,
we're talking about that, I think.
And then Justice League, I have not seen and didn't really want to see. And then it's whopping 35% on Rotten Tomatoes confirmed. I did not want to see it.
Oh no, really?
Yeah,
I'll still probably see it.
I heard it's bad.
Yeah.
See,
go ahead.
Here's the thing that gets me a lot, and I haven't seen it. Caveat to this statement: I actually have not yet seen Justice League. But I hear it's not doing Wonder Woman much of a solid as well at all, rather, because you think about like, how the movie came out with Wonder Woman and how it was like this huge, like, you know, symbolism behind the woman lead, the hero, the woman director, the all these firsts of like these really great, you know, breakthroughs in feminism. And then they kind of just resort to like, and this is a quote from someone who I saw that saw the movie, says, now Wonder Woman is just, all it is a bunch of ass shots in the movie. And I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. Like, kind of, because I don't know if it's just kind of how the movie plays out because of, you know, I know they play a lot like the comedic side of the group. And I think it kind of takes away from what Wonder Woman truly stands for, kind of, gets in the way of the real story.
Well, saying this, are we getting tired? Are there just too many of these superhero movies? Are we okay with them? It just,
well, with the DC series era, to me, is one, it's like DC fits really well in the 20th century because it's black and white. It's like, here's the good guy, here's the bad guy, that's it. Yeah. Whereas Marvel is a gray area, and that, you know, most of the Marvel heroes, anybody could be those people. It's like, oh, if I had money and I was smart, I could be Iron Man. You know, if Captain America was a regular guy who got this shot and now he's awesome. DC's not that way. And then also, DC is trying to be Marvel with their whole universe, but they've already failed at it. Because like Marvel set up a lot of individual movies so you knew who they were. And then they had the Endgame with the Infinity Stones, which will happen later on with Thanos. DC doesn't have that at all. It's just like, here's good guys fighting bad guys, and that's it. And if they all team up, okay, they're teaming up fighting bad guys, and that's it. There's nothing to go with it. It's just standalone things.
Yeah, Marvel is totally cuckolding DC right now. It's ridiculous. Like, there's like nothing. There's like nothing they can do. Like, there's nothing they can do about it. Like, Marvel's just got this established universe, all these great movies and great actors, and it's just one fail after another. If you take out one of the three different iterations of Batman, the most popular Batman movie, and I'm gonna piss a lot of people off by saying this, is super popular because the guy died.
No,
I honestly don't think that the Dark Knight is nearly as good as everybody actually feels it is. Like, I think that had he not died, I don't think it would be nearly as big.
But he still died. He still died after it came out. I mean, I loved it when it came out, and
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but I think Batman Begins is probably my favorite Batman movie.
Yeah, I mean, I think Batman Begins is definitely a well-structured beginning.
I'm not trying to start a holy war, but with which movie's better. But my point is like, you know, aside from the success of those Batman movies, Begins, Dark Knight, and what was the last one?
Batman Returns.
Rises.
Without the success of those, they don't have anything.
No.
They've got a failed Suicide Squad movie. They've got Aquaman, who just came out of nowhere. They're more successful on the little screen. They're killing it on the CW.
Did you see a Batman Lego movie?
No. Yes, I did.
Yeah, like, there's one line in that I love where Batman's walking by all the prisoners that are in the thing, and then the mayor is like, going, should we let all these prisoners out to help? And he's like, what? Let all the villains out to help defeat the villains? That's a dumb idea. It's just a straight shot at Suicide Squad, which is a dumb movie. It's a dumb idea.
But anyways, Marvel has a huge cuckold right on DC, and they can't do one thing about it.
No. What was
I going to say? I don't know what you were going to say, but
I know. I forgot. Chris has always has a good way of getting me off track.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, but the reviews, you know, advice is that the characters are actually pretty good. And not Suicide Squad, Justice League, but it's just the villain and the plot is just beyond ridiculous. And that's really the flaw. And, you know, exactly what you're saying too with Wonder Woman just being a side character. But that's what they all, my dad said it kind of reminded him of Captain America Civil War, in that you have an entourage of very serious characters. And the Flash is kind of playing how Spider-Man did. He's the comic relief new guy. Because that's what it felt like to him, is that it was very serious. And then you had that one good character that kind of made things more humanistic.
Now, the actress that plays Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
Didn't she recently come out and say she's not going to do it if there's a guy that one of those
producers
is involved with it?
Mm-hmm.
Did we find out?
I'm not sure if they caved it or not.
Because, well, he's accused of sexually harassing women.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I forget, it was like Brenner or something like that. Something Brenner.
Unfortunately, there's so many of them. I can't keep track of what. But I did see that last week. I said, huh.
Yeah. She basically just said that she wouldn't do the next Wonder Woman if he was involved with it in any way.
Which I like that stance.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's denied. If I'm remembering the, like I said, it's so many of them, it's hard to remember who's with, you know, which one, but I don't remember him denying it.
Interesting.
So kudos to her.
Yeah. Awesome. I have a huge crush on her. She's amazing.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And she's just like, I mean, she did that movie. She did the reshoots of the original movie while pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. She's just BA.
Well, I remember like the first thing I think I saw her in was like Fast Five or I think it was Fast Five.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing her going like, good God. I was like, she's way too good looking to be in this movie.
Yeah.
like they did good casting her. I was like, I just watched it just for her.
Yeah. And she was also served in the Israeli army, as all people do growing up in Israel. Yeah. But
except Natalie Portman, who got out of it somehow.
Yeah.
Well, let's hold that against her.
She had to see it. She had to see about making some bad movies.
She made some good ones too.
Yeah, The Professional.
The Professional. Yeah, that's good. And then
she made
Beef for Vendetta. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good call. Beef for Vendetta. Yeah.
And she made that one with is it Jack Black? Is it Jack Black? It's pretty bad. I'm trying to remember a movie she made. I don't know. It was a bad movie I watched.
Did you ever see Closer? That's good. No. Depends on what kind of movies you like. And yeah, she plays a stripper in it. And it's like the premise of the movie is kind of betrayal, and that how in a lot of relationships, you know, one person is comfortable and one person's always searching for something better. And that's kind of like how the movie is. It's like Julia Roberts, Clive Owen, Jude Law, Natalie Portman. It's actually a pretty good movie. Mike Nichols directed it.
Maybe I have seen. I don't. She's a great actress, but you sit there and you just bring her name up. And you go, what movie has she done?
Yeah, well, Star Wars kind of killed her career for a while because the prequels were so bad.
Was that her fault or was that just?
I mean, she won an Oscar for Best Actress for Black Swan. I mean, so she's not totally terrible.
I'm not saying she's terrible. I'm saying she's a great actress. I'm just saying that when you mentioned her movies, I'm like going, trying to think of a movie that it's just not clicking in my head. But Beef and
there's not many that are definitely memorable that you would be like, oh, I want to watch this a lot. That's for sure. But there's lots of people that way though too.
Yeah.
Boston, you look like you're in shock or something. You're muted.
I'm muted. I was just reading something on the side here. Sorry.
Oh. But yeah, like there's anyone like that. Like, there's definitely movies that, like, even Tom Cruise. You know, your best friend Jack. You know that my
besties.
Your close friend that you won't watch more than the one time you saw it. Like, you know, Magnolia or even War of the Worlds is a movie that I don't really watch more than
I've seen it twice. I think I saw it once. Well, Days of Thunder, I'll watch every time, and it's probably
Yeah, because it's awesome. It's Top Gun.
I love Days of Thunder.
Yeah, Days of Thunder. Yeah, you mentioned Top Gun. Another great one. Outsiders. I mean, I know he's not the star in The Outsiders, but
I don't think I've seen
all star cast. You never seen The Outsiders?
Outsiders is one of the most amazing. Like, you've never seen the movie? Wow, you should. It's one. It's an amazing cast. I mean, it's a phenomenal cast.
Do it for Johnny, man. Do it for Johnny.
Stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold.
I don't know how Matt Dillon didn't get an Oscar for that scene right there.
Mm-hmm. Do it for Johnny, man.
He's just a kid. He's just a kid. I'll take you out. Anyway, it's got Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Tom Cruise.
Patrick Swayze? You mean like the number eight actress of all time?
The very same one.
Wow, that movie. God, what an all-star cast.
C. Thomas Howell. Diane Lane. It's got a great cast.
So good.
Anyway.
I watched A Bridge Too Far like 2 weeks ago. And I'd forgotten how many people are in that movie. Have you seen that, Jack? I figured you had.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a World War II film.
Boston,
if you hadn't seen it. But
I am cultured. I have seen that movie.
Okay, well, it's just, you know, our generation is kind of like, it's made past, you know, 79. There's not that many people that watch the really
old
stuff.
It was on before I was born. Have you seen Wizard of Oz? Well, that's different.
That's different.
Yeah. That's different.
Well, it's like I was, I think Colleen actually brought it up on the broadcast. I was, when I got my Guns N' Roses tickets, one of the girls I work with, who's 26, I was like, oh, I got Guns N' Roses tickets. And she went, who's that? She's like,
Oh, no.
Like, shut up.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. And I was just like, it's like, I know that, you know, they have
no, not Siri. Not Siri. No, you be quiet.
But yeah, I mean, I get it. They haven't really been relevant or, you know, or mainstream since probably 93, but it's still, they were one of the largest bands in the world for like 5 years.
But I can see if you're, you know, they haven't been big in a while, right?
Yeah, but like, it's like, you know, I'm born in 81, but it's like if someone said, I'm going to go see the Police, I'd be like, I know who the Police are. And they were the biggest band at the time, probably when I was born.
But you're a music fan.
That's true.
If you're not a music fan, why would you pay attention to Guns N' Roses?
Because they're awesome.
Police. I don't know. Anything else going on in your guys' world?
Oh, yeah, actually, I do have an update.
Okay.
Remember Dishwasher Gate that had happened about a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it happened again. I think something's wrong with my dishwasher.
Now, this is a new dishwasher, right?
No. I cleaned the older dishwasher.
It had stuff that smelled like...
Yeah, like I nearly threw up.
You told us there's a filter in there.
Yeah, like the catch where all the stuff drains down and then gets shot out to the plumbing.
Yeah, and I took crap on our Facebook page because I actually washed the dishes before I put them in the dishwasher. I washed the crap off, so...
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, but you shouldn't have to do that with a normal...
Well, just I've always done it.
Good working condition dishwasher. So it started happening again. And now the caster, you know, the casters that hold it up in the bottom there on the top, that kind of like hold it in position. One of those has recently broke off. So and here I'm like, all right. So I've got this dishwasher.
No, it's rocking.
It's rocking. Like if you open the door, all of a sudden the whole thing falls out on your foot. It sucks. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm getting a new dishwasher. So I ordered a new dishwasher and I'm having it delivered a week from next Monday. Next Monday it's being delivered.
What kind of dishwasher? Maytag?
No, I didn't get Maytag. I went with I don't remember. Frigidaire maybe? Let me find out real quick. But I'll tell you here's the highway robbery. You know, to have them install it, I could probably do it. I just don't feel like dealing with it. it's costing me like 60% of the cost of the dishwasher is what I have to pay to have the damn thing installed. But I'm also having them yank the old one out of here. That's actually what I'm more excited about. I don't have to deal with it. So they're going to be coming and picking up my...
When did you become Jay?
I know. See, here's when I became Jay, right? Because how many times have I said, oh, I can do that. Not a big deal. And then I do it, and it sucks. Like, I'll screw something up, or I won't look good, or I won't do whatever. Like, at this point, I'm just like, you know what? No interest financing. You do it. I don't even want to have anything to do with this thing. I just want to have it delivered. I want my old one removed. I want this new thing working, and I can't wait for it. It is a 24-inch built-in dishwasher by Whirlpool.
Whirlpool, there you go.
Yeah, I opted to get the stainless steel tub, so I'm pretty pumped about this.
I know the last time we got a dishwasher, I took the old one out, had it waiting in the garage. They brought the other one in. We had it was a white face thing, and it says on the box, said white face. You just want to check this, open it up, and check it out? I go, no, I'm not putting it in until tomorrow, so I don't want to open it up. I'll just leave it out here like that. So I drag it into the kitchen, get it all set up, open it up. It's got a black face on it.
Son of a gun.
I go, so I call him up. They come back. He goes, and the same guy comes up. He goes, I told you to open it. I go, the box clearly says white face. Why would I open it up and think it's going to be black face? And I'm just like going on. We're kind of having a... He goes, no, I get you. He goes, but you should have opened it up. And I go,
he's right. He should have opened it up.
No, I shouldn't have to, because here's put the right dishwasher in the right spot, in the right box. Mm-hmm. I worked for Sony. I had one of my jobs was to put the TVs in the proper box. I never had a problem putting the wrong TV in the wrong box.
Reading's overrated, Jack.
Well, it was my fault. It was like my fault that I didn't open up and check. This is what I said. I go, you still would have had to come back. And he goes, hey, you got me there. I said, right? I mean, you still would have had to come back. But I was so frustrated because the plug for the dishwasher is underneath the house. I didn't know this. So I bought the plug. Where the hell's the plug? So I had to splice all the wires. The wires wouldn't get together. So I had to make wires long enough to connect to the dishwasher.
No thanks.
But I hooked it up. It's not that hard once you get to it. A lot of cussing and swearing, but
yeah, I don't want to deal with it.
It's funny though, because I did that my entire life, because I never had any money. I always boxed everything up, moved everything myself. That's why you have a truck. You know, you just do it. And then moving from Redlands, California to downtown LA, my dad was like, you know what? I'll give you the money. Just hire movers for your stuff. And yeah. I never had done that before, ever. And so I was like, you know what? If you're paying for it, fine, I'll get movers. And I did it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've never done this in my entire life.
Just
watching them, how quickly they could do it and bubble wrap everything and put it in the truck and get it out. And I was like, wow. It's like
best thing ever. And here's the thing. I'm actually finally getting into like the adult world of like these commercials you see as a kid with these dishwashers. I've never purchased a dishwasher in my life. I've only had one when I was growing up, and then like of all the apartments I've ever lived in, anywhere I've lived in between, you know, living with my parents to owning my home, I never had a dishwasher. It just wasn't part of the deal. So I've always
we had one growing up in our house. It was called Jack.
Yeah, there you go. So I moved into this house. I bought this house. We're looking at 5 years ago. And the dishwasher was here. So I was like, bonus, great. I have a dishwasher. But this is the first time I've ever actually had to buy one. And it sucks. Like, it's expensive. I don't want to. I almost said, you know what? Let's just turn this into a cabinet and just start washing things by hand. But yeah, it's the worst. I'm excited because this one's supposed to be like super quiet. Like, you always see the advertisements for like these dishwashers that are super, super quiet. The one I've had, it sounds like you're freaking getting bull in a china shop in my kitchen and is washing dishes. This thing's supposed to be super, super, super quiet. So I'm excited. Next Monday, So maybe the next time we have a Ramblecast, you'll get an update of my dishwasher if you give us one.
Wow. Actually, give us a do it Facebook podcast. Live.
Yeah, we could do a Facebook Live right on the Facebook on the right of the patrons group. People are gonna love that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm still like I'd rather do it myself. Unless I can't do it, then I'll.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a dishwasher in this apartment, which I think is really cool because I never had one. But the water is so hard out here in California that even after they wash and they dry, there's a film on everything. It's a white water film, and it's like, yeah. Well, crap, I got to wash it off again anyway.
Yeah, we've got hard water here as well. It sucks because you look at the shower stall,
yeah.
And you look down the bottom, it's like, ooh, gross. No, it's not me. It's the water.
Yeah, but that film's on you, though.
Yeah. Sure is.
Because Jay did that when he stayed with me for his whatever he came out here for that one night. And he took a shower, and that was his first comment. He's like, God, I forgot how hard the water is in L.A. I was like, yeah. Because you could just see it, you know, hey, all over the shower curtain.
You
know,
you people in L.A. should stop bitching. You're lucky you have water at all.
That's true. We really are. My sister was talking about how it was downpouring in Knoxville this past weekend. I was like, I don't think it's rained in L.A. since, like, March. you just forget. Like, oh, yeah.
What do you guys do here for water? We stole it from Colorado.
But yeah, I actually thought of you, Jack, though, 2 days ago because I was walking and all the streets were wet. And I remember going like, wow, why are the streets wet in L.A.? It never rains. Where is it coming from? It's all the homeless people peeing all over the streets.
Yep, yep. Urine from the homeless people. Yeah.
It's either
dogs.
Yeah, the dogs, or it's the buckets of bleach people throw out to get rid of the smell.
Oh, it's just bad. Well, like San Diego has a big hepatitis problem going on right now. So,
yikes!
But I'm not out there, so it doesn't matter. But
no.
Anyway,
hey, real quick, I want to do a quick plug if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
If you guys are, as you're listening to this, you haven't done so, head on over to the Patrons group and or the Jay and Jack Facebook group. We have pinned a post. We created a survey to hear from you, the listeners, to find out more about what you love about our show, what you love about, you know, from length show length to days of the week to what you like to hear more of, et cetera, et cetera. And we would love to invite you to go over there and provide some of that feedback so you can help us help you create even better Ramblecasts in the future. So check it out. It's on the Facebook group. Yeah, truth.
If it's possible to have a better Ramblecast. I don't think so.
Check it out. We put the survey up right before we started recording tonight. We've already got 17 responses. So thank you in advance for all those folks who have responded.
All right. It's not Sink Pisser and Dan. Just keep responding back and forth on it.
I actually said it so only you can only respond once per device.
That drives them crazy when you do a poll and you say you can't add anything. I know it drives them crazy.
So I appreciate you guys ahead of time going in there and doing it. If you're listening and you haven't been to our Facebook group before, this is a great excuse for head over to the Jay and Jack Facebook group as well as the Patreon group to check out that pinned post, provide us some of that feedback so we can go ahead and make a great show for you.
All kinds of conversations going on there. I know the Patreon group, Chris posted something about Ozark.
Oh yeah, I made a lot of people mad with that one.
Yeah, I get the similarities between Ozark and Breaking Bad, but I don't think it's Breaking Bad.
No, but pretty much every major plot point was kind of a ripoff of Breaking Bad.
Well, what did you think of Justin Bateman?
See, here's the thing. First of all, I actually really liked Ozark. That was a great show. I enjoyed watching it.
Okay.
I finished about a month ago, and I was just thinking about it this morning. For some reason, I thought that I made that post saying it the moment you realize that nearly all of Ozark's plot lines are stolen from Breaking Bad. I don't know why I thought about it, but I did. I actually didn't like Bateman.
Well, you know, it's funny. My wife was watching it, and I think I said it on this podcast before. She said, isn't he just playing all the characters he always plays?
That's mm-hmm. the thing. That's the
number one complaint about it.
Yeah.
I said, well, I go, but this one he's being serious.
Like, I mean, it's hard because I can't take him seriously.
Because he's got such a dry, you know, from his, not Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Teen Wolf 2. I mean, come on.
No, I'm talking about the show, the family show. The
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. he's got a very dry sense of humor. And that's, he plays a straight man. Basically, he's doing the same thing in Ozark. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to him, but it is, I guess I did see it though.
Yeah. Good show. I mean, I really enjoy it. Is it worth your time watching Ozark? Absolutely. Go check out Ozark. It's great. I just made that statement on the Facebook page, and it seemed to set off a few people. Dan, don't come kill me, please, because you probably have my address from the Secret Santa, which is also live on the Patreon group. Jay and Jack's Secret Santa, if you are interested in, if you're a part of the Patreon group.
What's Dan going to give someone a knife set?
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, a used knife set?
No, he's get somebody the box set for How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, head on over to those groups if you haven't done so already. If you can, take 3 minutes to fill out that survey. We greatly appreciate it. That way we can make sure we're going into the new year with some great content for you.
I've been watching something on Netflix. It's Ken Burns. It's been out probably for a while now. Ken Burns, The Roosevelts.
Roosevelts, yeah.
And the first few episodes were great because it's more about Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Then I went to FDR, and FDR... a little on the boring side.
Yeah, well, they're polar opposites of people.
I mean, compared to you know, Teddy.
Yeah.
FDR is kind of boring.
I did think it was funny about your comments on Facebook saying, do you kind of think that Teddy Roosevelt had McKinley assassinated?
Assassinated.
Yeah. Well, my two favorite.
I think he did.
You never know. But my two favorite presidents, that's what's crazy, is that my two favorite presidents in history never would have been president in their own right, which is Teddy Roosevelt and Truman. I think they're both, if they would have campaigned on their own, not being president or vice president prior, no one would have elected them because they were so, it was like Teddy was very, you know, bull in a china shop.
Take that
and, yeah. And Truman was a failure by most people's standards. You know, didn't have an education. He was made a senator by corrupt politics in Missouri. You know, he wasn't really anything special, but he, well, you know, it depends on how you view things, but Truman was made a lot of really critical decisions in the way the country went after we became a nuclear power.
Well, he made a huge decision on dropping the bomb. I mean, that's something.
Dropping the bomb. Creation of Israel, desegregating the military. Like, he had a lot of.
Yeah, he had a lot. Yeah, had a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
But now I didn't know that President-elect Roosevelt there was an attempt on his life. I did not know that.
FDR.
FDR, yeah. Teddy got shot.
Yeah.
But the FDR had an attempt on his life.
Yeah, I guess I missed that.
He was in Miami, some guy was anti-president, anti-upper 1%, and he shot the mayor of Miami. And shot a woman. She shot five people, everyone but FDR. But I got through the part where he gets polio. I got through that part. Now I just got to finish the last two episodes. But definitely Teddy was the more interesting character.
Yeah.
He was a bloodthirsty guy. But
well, because Teddy, like, the three presidents that really changed the way politics has done this country is Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson. And the way that they expanded the executive powers, because like Teddy Roosevelt in particular, like, yeah, if he just wanted something done, he just did it. He didn't care.
No.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, but you know, he did what was necessary at the time. Cause if you think about all the monopolies and things like that, I mean, he broke up a lot of the industries that were such a thing. That
the rich and powerful didn't like him. JP Morgan was not a fan of Teddy Roosevelt.
No, but you know, he ended up doing, that was what was best for the country. Best right. for everybody
and
else.
His philosophy was, I'm going to treat the rich and the poor, everyone's the same, basically.
Yeah.
You know, that he's just, and that's how it should be, you know, not leveraging. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, the Roosevelt's on. If you're a fan of either one, you're going to like it.
Yeah, you should also, you should also watch, when you're done with that one, it's the Oliver Stone's Untold History of the United States. Came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, And it starts off, I want to say in the 1930s, and it's a lot of what ifs kind of thing. Of because if you look at FDR's vice president, he had the same one all the way until the 1944 election. Then he switched, and they said, "Now what would have happened if that VP would have still been VP instead of Truman?" And, you know, it's a lot of that kind of stuff.
So it's like Man in the High Castle.
Not really, but it's good. I mean, you'll like
it. I want that show to come back.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, that was so weird, though, how, like, the season two, the way it ended, like, that could have been the end of the show. I mean, it was so good.
Could have been.
It's like, oh, yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to that. I thought Man in High Castle was a great, great show.
Excellent. Excellent.
I still think of it, like, Chris, like, when I finished watching it, you know, how I had said, because you do, you get to where you're singing that song all the time, just, you know, Edelweiss. You're like, God, this is so creepy right now.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen that, that's on Amazon Prime. And speaking of Amazon,
Jane Jack,
do you shop Amazon?
Mm.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Go to Amazon.com, janejack.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. This show is, are we done here? Could I just,
sure, why not?
Yeah. Let her rip.
We said we'd do an hour. We're at an hour right now, and Jay would be so proud. Jay would be so proud. But this show is supported by you, the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, go to janejack.com. There's a little button there that says become a patron, and every little bit helps. Also, if you shop Amazon, like I said before, go to janejack.com or janejack.com/Amazon. Just look at your normal page. You click on it. Everything you shop, you buy. My wife is back to shopping. She bought a little robot vacuum the other day. Not quite like Jay's. We don't have Jay's type of money. We're not rolling in gold. I can't go buy a Tron game, but she goes, oh, just to let you know. Now she's telling me, oh, those things coming now are for Christmas.
Oh.
So that's the line she uses now. But I'm using Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I go, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Anyway, go to janejack.com/Amazon. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else going on in this world? Do you want to promote, push? Nick, did you get you a date for this, for anything coming up?
No.
No? Okay.
I would like to have a date. That'd be nice.
I would like to say, let's get Nick a date. but depending on when you're listening to this show, you might be driving to a relative's house. You might be sitting on your couch with a tryptophan coma. Wherever you might be this week celebrating the wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving, here's to you, the listeners. Thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. There's 45 million people going to be on the roads this weekend.
Yeah, drive safe.
So be safe out there.
Don't be a detective.
No. Exactly.
I don't get it.
It's the PG way of saying penis.
Oh.
I think you can say penis on this show because we've talked about
that. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say the other word, which is short for detective. But now we have to explain it. So it's like a third as funny as it would have been if you let people just figure it out.
All right, Dylan. We got it.
Yeah. Don't be the thing Dylan draws.
And if you haven't seen that show, go watch that show.
People are coming around and they're seeing it and they're liking it. And I'm glad people are enjoying that show.
It was great choice by a great recommendation by you.
Thank you very much.
I'm really curious to, because I know they got approved for a second season. What are they going to be? Is that just going to be a standalone and then they'll do another one completely different?
Different case, different story.
Okay.
But same idea, premise.
It's got to have you in there, Chris, though, right?
I don't know.
The return of Chris, it has to have you.
Thank you, Colleen, for backing me up on the Facebook group and saying that she does not see it whatsoever. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So one person out of thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my first thought when I saw it. I go, that is Chris.
It is not me. Are you kidding?
put a Patriot hat on the dude. Oh, my God. That is Chris.
You're out of your mind.
Anyway, at this time, I'd like to thank Tact from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, Molly Millennial, and Ed the litter carrier. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for everyone who listens. And if you want to help us out, you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes or tell a friend. If you have any friends, tell a friend.
Tell a friend, and check out the survey. You can find that survey link. Jack, did you tweet that survey link out? I'm sure you probably will.
I have not, but I will tweet it out.
Of course you will.
Later on today.
There you go.
You should also send it to me so that way I can put it in the show notes.
I did.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And it's also available on the Patreon and the Jay and Jack Facebook group.
It's available everywhere. Pinned
post.
Everywhere.
That's all I got, Jack.
It's on bagels and coffee, or coffee and bagels now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.